Task 2. You will hear part of an interview. Choose the option A, B or C that best completes the sentences according to what you hear. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
2023 was the year the world learned to pronounce Killian. The ancient Irish name seemed to be on everyone's lips as the film Oppenheimer became a blockbuster with 13 Oscar nominations, including Best Actor for Killian Murphy. Murphy has worked nonstop for nearly 30 years, but it was the epic drama of the atomic bomb that ignited a star. Murphy is more famous than well-known, so we set out to learn more. We were warned the 47-year-old Irishman is reserved and wouldn't talk about himself. What is the meaning of Ireland to you?
I don't think I can answer that question satisfactorily. It's defined who I am as a person and my values. It's just home.
Home includes his wife of 20 years, two teenage sons, and Scout, a lab named for the character in To Kill a Mockingbird. Murphy has always let stories lead his path.
You find so much empathy in novels, you know, because there you are putting yourself into somebody else's point of view, and I've always been a big reader. When a movie can connect with someone and they feel seen or feel heard, or a novel can change somebody's life, or a piece of music, an album can change someone's life. And I've had all that happen to me. And that's the power of good art, I think.
Killian Murphy discovered agility in his hometown, Cork. His mother was a teacher, his father a school inspector. In high school, Murphy and his brother had a band. Performing led to acting class and his first play. 1996, age 20, the play was Disco Pigs, which grew to bigger theaters and became a movie. Why did you think you could be an actor?
I was very comfortable on stage in front of an audience from when I was little. I never had any nerves doing that. It felt natural, you know. Theater is such an absurd undertaking when you think of it, you know, because at any point it could collapse and go wrong.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, and I loved that aspect of it, yeah.
That love led him to drop law school. And since then, there have been a dozen plays and 40 movies.
In the early days, that was with theater, it felt kind of extraordinary that with just the power of will and a couple of lights and a good script, we were creating this world. So that's kind of addictive when it works well.
It worked well in 2013 in a breakout role as a leading man. In the series Peaky Blinders, Murphy plays Thomas Shelby, who survives World War I to lead a family of gangsters.
They're all damaged, broken men, but something got knocked in him and he came back with this incredible drive and ambition and, like, I'm not afraid of death. So now I can do whatever I want.
In Tommy Shelby, you created a sympathetic,
relatable monster. I like to be challenged.
His Oppenheimer was not so much a miracle as hard work. He lost 28 pounds to get the silhouette. Then he rose to the character step by step over 6 months, reading, listening to Oppenheimer's lectures, and covering miles on the beach, performing for Scout. Murphy says he put all he learned in the back of his mind and acted on instinct.
I think instinct is your most powerful tool that you have as an actor. Nothing must be predetermined, so therefore you mustn't have a plan about how you're going to play stuff.
J. Robert Oppenheimer, the physicist who created the atom bomb, but never controlled it.
I remember reading at the beginning about him that he was more riddle than answer. And I thought, oh, okay, wow. That's interesting.
The riddle was in this script by writer-director Christopher Nolan, printed in red so it couldn't be photocopied.
I did genuinely think it's one of the greatest screenplays I'd ever read.
And you told him, I'll do it.
I mean, I said I'd do it before I read it. I always
say
that.
That's quite a risk. Why would you do that?
It's always paid off for me, you know, in every film that I've worked with him on.
There have been 6 Chris Nolan films for Murphy: Dunkirk, Inception, and 3 Batman titles.
You don't get to commit the sin, and then I was all feel sorry for you.
Emily Blunt plays Oppenheimer's tormented wife.
He's very visceral to be in a scene with. It's like he transports you. He'll kidnap you in a scene.
My favorite acting moment of his in Oppenheimer is the scene after the bomb has been dropped, and he's addressing all of the people at Los Alamos. He somehow welds together the concept of being proud of what they did,
yes,
and regretting it very deeply.
Yes, yes.
All at the same time.
I know. No one moment is about one thing. And if you're as agile as someone like Killian and as vulnerable and as clever, you can play it all. But I don't know if many people can do what he does.
You have screwed this up, though, you know.
In what way?
You used to be an actor.
Yeah.
And now you're a movie star.
Okay. Am I? I think you can be both.
Now, listen again.
2023 was the year the world learned to pronounce Killian. The ancient Irish name seemed to be on everyone's lips as the film Oppenheimer became a blockbuster with 13 Oscar nominations, including Best Actor for Killian Murphy. Murphy has worked nonstop for nearly 30 years, but it was the epic drama of the atomic bomb that ignited a star. Murphy is more famous than well-known, so we set out to learn more. We were warned the 47-year-old Irishman is reserved and wouldn't talk about himself.
What is the meaning of Ireland?
Oh, man.
To you?
I don't think I can answer that question satisfactorily. It's defined who I am as a person, and my values. It's just home.
Home includes his wife of 20 years, 2 teenage sons, and Scout, a lab named for the character in To Kill a Mockingbird. Murphy has always let stories lead his path.
You find so much empathy in novels, you know, because there you are putting yourself into somebody else's point of view, and I've always been a big reader. When a movie can connect with someone and they feel seen or feel heard, or a novel can change somebody's life, or a piece of music, an album can change someone's life. And I've had all that happen to me. And that's the power of good art, I think.
Killian Murphy discovered agility in his hometown, Cork. His mother was a teacher, his father a school inspector. In high school, Murphy and his brother had a band. Performing led to acting class and his first play. 1996, age 20, the play was Disco Pigs, which grew to bigger theaters and became a movie.
Why did you think you could be an actor?
I was very comfortable on stage in front of an audience from when I was little. I never had any nerves doing that. I felt natural, you know. Theater is such an absurd undertaking when you think of it, you know, because at any point it could collapse and go wrong.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, and I loved that aspect of it, yeah.
That love led him to drop law school. And since then, there have been a dozen plays and 40 movies.
In the early days, that was with theater, it felt kind of extraordinary that with just the power of will and a couple of lights and a good script, we were creating this world. So that's kind of addictive when it works well.
It worked well in 2013 in a breakout role as a leading man. In the series Peaky Blinders, Murphy plays Thomas Shelby, who survives World War I to lead a family of gangsters.
They're all damaged, broken men, but something got knocked in him and he came back with this incredible drive and ambition and, like, I'm not afraid of death, so now I can do whatever I want.
In Tommy Shelby, you created a sympathetic, relatable monster.
I like to be challenged.
His Oppenheimer was not so much a miracle as hard work. He lost 28 pounds to get the silhouette. Then he rose to the character step by step over 6 months, reading, listening to Oppenheimer's lectures, and covering miles on the beach, performing for Scout. Murphy says he put all he learned in the back of his mind and acted on instinct.
I think instinct is your most powerful tool that you have as an actor. Nothing must be predetermined, so therefore you mustn't have a plan about how you're going to play stuff.
J. Robert Oppenheimer, the physicist who created the atom bomb but never controlled it.
I remember reading at the beginning about him that he was more riddle than answer. And I thought, oh, okay, wow. That's interesting.
The riddle was in this script by writer-director Christopher Nolan, printed in red so it couldn't be photocopied.
I did genuinely think it's one of the greatest screenplays I'd ever read.
And you told him I'll do it.
I mean, I said I'd do it before I read it. I always
say
that.
That's quite a risk. Why would you do that?
It's always paid off for me, you know, in every film that I've worked with him on.
There have been 6 Chris Nolan films for Murphy: Dunkirk, Inception, and 3 Batman titles.
You don't get to commit the sin, and then I was all feel sorry for you.
Emily Blunt plays Oppenheimer's tormented wife.
He's very visceral to be in a scene with. It's like he transports you. He'll kidnap you in a scene.
My favorite acting moment of his in Oppenheimer is the scene after the bomb has been dropped, and he's addressing all of the people at Los Alamos. He somehow welds together the concept of being proud of what they did,
yes,
and regretting it very deeply.
Yes, yes.
All at the same time.
I know. No one moment is about one thing. And if you're as agile as someone like Killian and as vulnerable and as clever, you can play it all. But I don't know if many people can do what he does.
You have screwed this up, though, you know.
In what way?
You used to be an actor.
Yeah.
And now you're a movie star.
Okay. Am I? I think you can be both.
This is the end of task 2.